I have another special guest with me this morning. Tricia Skamehorn with the North Shore Collaborative is here on the phone. Thank you so much, Tricia, for taking the time to be with us this morning.
I appreciate your time and helping to promote the LOTS program.
Absolutely. Well, do you want to just share with us a little bit about the North Shore Collaborative? You know, what is the North Shore Collaborative? Why does it do what it does? And how has LOTS come to be?
Well, the North Shore Collaborative serves both Lake and Cook counties. And we have a collaborative board that is made up of schools, both Lake County and Cook County representatives, public health. We have some mental health providers. We also include the Grand Portage Tribe and Early Childhood Coalitions. The mission of the collaborative is to strengthen families, honor diverse cultures, and improve access to community resources and opportunities for children.
Okay, so it's really focused on children, essentially, like children's health in all areas.
Correct, yes.
Which would include healthy families and mental health and other, and education and wellness, all that, I'm guessing.
Yes. So to not only along with the LOTS program, the collaborative also has mini grants that they offer. And so we've done like mental health in the schools. We've expanded early childhood education, not only in Grand Marais, but expanded it into Tofte and Grand Portage. We've done child care internships up in Silver Bay. So the collaborative really focuses on how to make the lives better of children and how can we best support them.
Yeah. Now we're digressing a little bit, but it just makes me wonder if someone has a really good idea, can they apply for a mini grant? Or like, is this something that just a citizen can sort of join in, or are the initiatives come from the collaborative?
Well, usually the initiatives come from the schools or public health or the hospitals in town, early childhood coalitions. Usually that's where the requests come from. But if you wanted to learn more information, you could go out to the collaborative's website and just check out our guidelines. And if anybody ever wants to come and ask me any questions, they can go ahead and feel free to do that too.
Right. I'm sure you love to hear interest from people and of any kind. So
yes.
Wonderful. And now tell us about LOTS. How long has this been going on and what is its purpose?
Well, the LOTS program began in 2009 by a lady named Sandy Tanzer, and she recognized how important it is to get children to want to read a book, and it just fosters a love of reading. It also helps them prepare for kindergarten. And as some of us know, that over the summer, children tend to lose a lot of their reading ability and skills because they're off doing other things and they're not in school anymore. So the program really focuses on getting books into the hands of kids and just wanting them to become better readers and just better prepared for kindergarten.
Now, I was one of those moms that just read incessantly to my children. And so I have strong opinions about books. I'm wondering... where do you get your books? And all books are not created equal. And, you know, some are just beautifully illustrated, high quality books, and others I would not have read to my children. So, yeah, what kind of inventory do you have, or where do you get your books from?
So we have a budget for our books that I usually purchase from Scholastic. But I do have one of the LOTS teachers goes through all of the books and selects the books for both the infants and toddlers and also the children that are, you know, 3, 4, and 5. And she does a phenomenal job of selecting books. And sometimes they're just like funny, quirky books. And other times it talks about, you know, trying to make new friends and being nice to people and what to do if you're sad. And so we try to take the whole gamut of getting kids engaged in the books. We also do a survey at the end of the year, and people get to, you know, like, what was your favorite thing? And I would say at least once or twice a year, there's somebody that responds that they have received books that they normally wouldn't have chosen for their children or that they just didn't know about, and their child really enjoyed them. Mm. And somebody last year said, oh, my kid loves all things Splat the Cat, because it's just this goofy, he reads about a cat.
Yeah.
And they just, you know, they tend to really enjoy them. I know for the infants and toddlers, we try to find like a board book that has like a lot of texture feeling. So, you know, here's a fuzzy bunny and here's a piece of sandpaper. And so we do our best to try to coordinate all of the books into something that's entertaining, but yet you can still learn from them.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some awesome books this year. Barnyard Banters is this beautiful, colorful book. They've got Dig, Dump, Roll, and we did do a Splat the Cat Back to School book this year. We have some Peekaboo books and the Napping House books, so stuff that you can read to your children when it's bedtime, you know, to calm them down and just get them ready for bed.
Yes. Oh, it brings back so many memories. I do love beautifully illustrated books and books that just carry mother and or parent and child alike into la-la land of imagination. And yeah, it's wonderful to hear about books being promoted and brought. Tell us a little bit more about Lots itself. Do parents just and children come together and pick a book, or is there more than that?
So how it's set up in all of the sessions, we do offer six sessions along the North Shore, but we do have them in Two Harbors, Finland, and in Silver Bay. And at all three of those locations in your listening area, there's a teacher that reads a featured book, such as Barnyard Banter, and then all of the children also get a copy of the book that they get to take home.
Nice.
And so parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles, are able to bring a child to the Lots program, listen to a book, have a discussion. They get to take home the board book if it's an infant or toddler. Otherwise, the kids get to take home the featured book. And then also they typically offer some kind of craft or activity at the Lots sessions along with like a socialization time. And sessions usually last 45 minutes to an hour. So
okay.
It's not a long length of time, but
yeah.
It's just enough to read a book, have a craft, maybe get a snack, and just to socialize with some other parents and caregivers and other kids.
And how have you found the participation is in the summer?
It's wonderful. We just had the Two Harbors session at the community center this past week, and we had 45 children show
Ooh.
Up.
Ooh, wow.
Yep, and that was just in the Two Harbors location. I'm happy to report that at the Two Harbors location at the community center, typically we do not have very many books left. I think I order about 70 books per week, and there's 7 weeks. And I usually email the instructor and say, okay, you know, can I have the books back? She's like, well, I have six that I didn't get rid of.
Good.
So it is a very, very popular program, and we're very excited to offer it in person this year. You know, the last 2 years has been just book pickups, and it's just not the same. So
yeah,
we're
right.
So happy that it's all in person this year.
Right. And one thing I've thought of, too, is that there's always a library program, too, but they don't hand out the books. Do you think it's the book being handed out, like they get to take it home, that makes it really a special thing?
Absolutely, absolutely. When you can go home with a book, it's like getting a prize for going. And and then it's also a time for parents, like I said, our grandparents and caregivers, to just bond with a child, to sit down and read a book, and then they have something to talk about after the session is done. And what did you like about it? Did you like this book? And so, you know, there's many different areas of Lots that just is amazing for, you know, building relationships and learning how to read
and
all of the good things that go along with that.
You know, one thing I found as a mother was that children can comprehend like far above their level of reading. Like my daughters didn't read particularly early or anything. And when they did start to read, it was really hard to find the books that didn't completely insult their intelligence. And so, like, I find, like, we read aloud through middle school because it just seems like it's a wonderful family thing to do. And it allows children to have what their minds at before their reading skills are at. I wonder if you'd ever do this for older kids. I can tell you're focused on the young kids. And so, but I guess I want to throw out there how important I think it is to read aloud through much older than just 0 to 5 year olds.
No, I absolutely agree with you. Right now, we're focused on the, you know, birth to five. I will say that older children are invited to attend the LOTS programs, because a lot of times you have, you know, a three-year-old and a six-year-old. Well, you're still invited to come, or even if you just have a 6 or 7 year old,
right?
You can still come to LOTS, because we do offer free books for the older children that do show up.
Okay.
And those are usually come from Scholastic as like the free books that I get when I put my order in.
Mm.
But then we also did receive, quite a few books from Marlis Wish, who is the president of the Pioneer Telephone Company, and I'm sorry if I'm not quite getting the name of that right, but they had just oodles and oodles of books that they wanted to donate for the older kids. And so I think they probably gave over 200 books to the LOTS program for the older kids, which is amazing. And very much appreciated, because, you know, we still want to make sure that the older kids have something to do over the summer too.
Yeah, and it went cool too to get the older kids probably perusing these books and trying to figure out which one they want. And it's like a natural little library there that creates some good habits. Thank you so much, Tricia, for joining us. I hope the kids and families continue to come. Is there anything else you want to share before we sign off?
Just a couple of quick things. If you can't make every session, then you can go ahead and come to the next session. And usually their books are available from the previous weeks. And you don't have to attend every session, but it's just an opportunity for every kid to get a copy of all of the books. And lastly, the two of us sessions are at the Two of Us Community Center. We are also offering the program in Silver Bay and at the Claire Nelson Center in Finland. If they want more information, they can go ahead and just give me a call at 218-834-8403, or they can check out our Facebook page for the North Shore Collaborative, or they can go out to our website, www.co.lake.min.us/North Shore Collaborative.
Perfect. Once again, I'm speaking with Tricia Skamehorn of the North Shore Collaborative. Thanks so much, Tricia, and good luck this summer.
Wonderful. I appreciate your time today.
All right. Bye-bye. That was Tricia Skamehorn.